The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, November 5th, 2008, and Presidential Release number 367. This release is being made the day after the election. I hope the election process went well with you. And furthermore, it is soon to be Thanksgiving. If there is one thing to be thankful for, it is that the promotional advertising on the radio and the television for the election is over. So I hope that your candidate won. If your candidate did not win, I hope that you find a way to be at peace with the candidate who won. Yesterday was election day, and we had a telephone number that people could call for VIP, that's vote independently and privately. This telephone number we used so that people who wanted to know about the voting process during the voting day could call and find out about it. That is a good thing. We found that each year that there is an election, we have this telephone line that we use for people to call in because it is very helpful for people to have information about the voting process. I voted myself yesterday independently for the first time. I realized that we've had these voting machines that we've been talking about. The Help America Vote Act says that there shall be in each precinct where federal money has been used to assist in purchasing the voting equipment, that there shall be in each one of these precincts a voting machine that a blind person can use independently. And so we've had them for some time in Maryland. But each time that I have gone to the voting place to vote, the machine hasn't worked, or the people who were supposed to work it didn't know how to do it. I now know how to do it, and I went to the voting place and found that the people who were in charge of the precinct could run the machine, and I voted privately for the first time in my life. I have never voted without having somebody help me do it. In my whole life, I voted starting with the 1972 presidential campaign and election, and so now, for the very first time, I voted without any assistance in doing so whatsoever, and my vote is a secret vote for the first time. I hope that you had the same experience. We operated the VIP line yesterday. If you have things to report, however, we are keeping the government of the United States informed about the voting process for blind people. So if you have reports to make, please call John Perret of our Department of Strategic Initiatives here at the National Center for the Blind to tell him what happened. I have some announcements here. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for NFB members. The National Federation of the Blind has established a partnership with T-Mobile to provide discounted wireless mobile service and equipment to NFB members. NFB members are entitled to a 10% discount on any T-Mobile rate plan, plus special discounts on wireless handsets. For a limited time, there is also a $100 T-Mobile service credit available when activating service with the KNFB reader software and the Nokia N82 handset. For information on the N82 promotion, please contact Vince Tranovich at 717-858-0287, or you can email vincent.tranavitch@t-mobile.com. For information about standard T-Mobile service and the NFB discount, please visit T-Mobile's NFB discount page or call 1-866-464-8662 and mention promo code 9737-TMOFAV. Existing T-Mobile customers should call 1-877-453-8824 and mention promo code 9737-TMOFAV to have the NFB discount added to your account. Please note, the N82 service credit program is only available through NFB National Account Manager Vince Tranovich. The $100 service credit for activating a new line with the KNFB reader and Nokia expires on the 31st of December 2008. The credit will be applied within 60 days of the service start date. I have an announcement here from Fred Schroeder, who is the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind and president of the National Federation of the Blind of Virginia. In just a few short months, the Louis Braille Bicentennial commemorative coin will be released to the general public, ushering in a new era of Braille awareness. The launch of the coin will help to spread our message to everybody that there is no greater invention in all of history that has had such a significant effect on the lives of blind people as Braille. Braille gives us access to worlds which would otherwise be unavailable to us. It helps us learn. It helps us work. It helps us live. With the launch of our coin in the spring of 2009, we will be sending this message to the nation and to the world. Along with the awareness the coin will help to spread, it will also serve as a critical component of our Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign. Through sales of the coin, we will be able to raise $4 million to promote and shape Braille literacy across this country. With all that the Louis Braille Bicentennial Commemorative Coin will help us to achieve, it truly is one coin you can bank on. To further celebrate the life and achievements of Louis Braille and to help spread awareness about the staggering illiteracy rate among the blind, we will be holding a nationwide birthday party for Louis Braille on January 4th, 2009. Be on the lookout for more information about how you can help and participate in the coming months. Finally, to keep up to date on the Louis Braille Bicentennial Commemorative Coin and to be a part of our Braille Readers, Our Leaders initiative, visit our website www.braille.org as soon as possible. There you can learn more about our initiative and sign up for our Braille Readers, Our Leaders campaign newsletter. Not only will we keep you up to date about campaign progress, but you will also be among the first to know when our coin is released for sale. In addition, we encourage you to invite your friends and neighbors to visit the site as well. Ask them to be a part of our great campaign and help spread our message even further. See you in January as we help to wish Louis Braille a happy birthday. That's www.braille.org. We also have a press release that deals with our literacy campaign, and it says, Terry Bradshaw to serve as National Ambassador for Braille Literacy. Baltimore, Maryland, November 3, 2008, the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, the nation's leading advocate for Braille literacy, announced today that Terry Bradshaw, Hall of Fame, NFL quarterback, and current football analyst and co-host of Fox NFL Sunday, will serve as a national ambassador for Braille literacy. As an ambassador, Terry will help advance the NFB's Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, a national initiative to promote the importance of reading and writing Braille for all children and adults who are blind. The Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign kicked off in July of 2008 with the unveiling of the design of a commemorative coin to be minted in 2009 in recognition of the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, 1809 to 1852, the inventor of the reading and writing code for the blind that bears his name. Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, "The National Federation of the Blind is pleased to have Terry Bradshaw as part of this historic initiative to bring Braille literacy to all of the blind children and adults in America who need it. As one of the most popular personalities in America, Terry Bradshaw's impact as a national spokesperson for Braille literacy will surely be huge. There can be no doubt that the ability to read and write Braille competently and efficiently is the key to education, employment, and success for the blind. Despite the undisputed value of Braille, however, only about 10% of blind children in the United States are currently learning it. Society would never accept a 10% literacy rate among sighted children. It should not accept such an outrageously low literacy rate among the blind. The Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, with the support of influential Americans like Terry Bradshaw, will reverse the downward trend in Braille literacy and ensure that equal opportunities in education and employment are available to all of the nation's blind." Terry Bradshaw said, "I am honored and pleased to serve as a national ambassador for the Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign. I strongly believe in the importance of literacy for everyone, and I am excited to help make a difference in the lives of blind children and adults throughout the country." For more information about the Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign and the Louis Braille commemorative coin, please visit www.braille.org. We operate, as you know, the March for Independence, a Walk for Opportunity each year. We have our Imagination Fund, which is part of our March for Independence, and we will be planning another March for Independence for next summer, and that will be part of the effort to raise awareness about the need for blind people to know Braille, and it will also be a part of our Braille literacy effort. As we conduct the Imagination Fund, raising funds for our Imagination Fund, and doing the work of our March for Independence, we then make grants of 50% of the amount raised to state affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress, this is the National Library Service for blind people throughout the United States running the Books for the Blind program, is moving to the digital talking book, and in order to convert from tape to the digital talking book, there has been a need for funding in the Library of Congress. We started more than a year ago now, promoting the notion that we needed money for this program, and we've asked the Congress to provide it. The initial effort was that there would only be $7.5 million available, and that wasn't enough. We need $19 million for the Library of Congress conversion to the digital talking book for each of 4 years. That was the number that the National Library Service told us was needed, and so we went to ask the members of Congress for it. In the first year, the amount was raised to $12.5 million, which was still short. This year, the House committee dealing with the matter has raised the amount of money from the $12.5 million to more than $34 million, which would encourage the program to be developed as fast as possible. The Senate so far has not agreed to that amount of money. The Congress was not going to be coming back, figuring that the election was going forward and that it would reconvene after the election in January when the new Congress would come into place. However, the Congress has noticed that there has been a substantial problem with the economy, and so it is coming back, or at least that's what they've promised to do. And we need to let the members of the Senate know that they should vote for the amount of money that we need in the Digital Talking Book Conversion Program. The House committee has promised $34 million, and I would like the Senate to go along with that. So please let your members of the Senate know that we want the Digital Talking Book Conversion Program to be fully funded and that it should match the appropriation of the House. I think it's $34.5 million. If you have questions, you can call John Perret, who is managing this for us here at the National Center, but we need to get the members of the Senate to vote for full funding for the Digital Talking Book Conversion as soon as they come back. In 2007, the National Federation of the Blind conducted the first NFB Youth Slam, concentrating on science, technology, engineering, and math for blind youth. In 2009, we will have the second Youth Slam. The announcement about it comes in a moment. You will notice that Christina Wadia, who has been out for surgery on her brain, is making much of this announcement. Here are Will Schwatka and Christina Wadia.
Observe, discover, evolve. In the summer of 2009, blind youth from around the nation will gather at the University of Maryland College Park in a bigger and better way than ever before. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute is pumped to be coordinating the NFB Youth Slam 2009. Concentrating on science, technology, engineering, and math, this academy will engage and inspire 200 blind high school students under the leadership of blind mentors in 5 days of hands-on activities designed to challenge and motivate them to greater achievement. Observe, acclaimed blind scientists and role models perform tasks and do jobs previously thought impossible for blind people, inspiring blind youth to fulfill their dreams. Discover how to solve crimes like on CSI, make the world a greener place, or launch rockets into space. Evolve into a group of successful, capable, confident blind adults who are ready to accomplish their dreams and rock the future. Observe, discover, evolve at the Youth Slam 2009, concluding in a triumphant rally on the Mall in Washington, D.C.
If you are interested in being a student or mentor participant in this once-in-a-lifetime event, please visit www.blindscience.org, email youthslam@nfb.org, or call 410-659-9314, extension 2293.
Students, mentors, and parents, do not miss out on this amazing opportunity.
Blind Incorporated, our rehabilitation training center in Minnesota, has held its 20th anniversary celebration about a week ago. It was a delightful time. I have not had the opportunity to be there because I was in Virginia. But on the other hand, I heard that it was a splendid celebration, and I heard that our founding director, Joyce Scanlon, made a stirring speech about the happenings at Blindness Learning in New Dimensions. Congratulations to those in Blind Incorporated. We are in the midst of the fall convention season. There's a fall convention season and a spring convention season each year for affiliates of the National Federation of the Blind. The spring convention season has fewer conventions, but there are many in each part of the year. We've had some changes in state presidents in our affiliates. Mary Willows has become president in California. J.W. Smith has become president in Ohio. Terry Rupp has become president in Nevada. Beth Rival has become president in Connecticut. Gary Ray has become president in North Carolina. And Jerry Harris has become president in Arkansas. So congratulations to all of the new presidents. The season isn't over yet. There may be other changes, but these are the ones that have happened so far. For some time, we have been working with the Google Company to encourage Google to get its systems accessible to the blind. We now have a settlement that the Google Company has made with authors and publishers, which will have a positive result for blind people. The terms of this settlement agreement will revolutionize blind people's access to books. And we sent out a press release about it for Baltimore, Maryland, dated October 31 of 2008. The National Federation of the Blind, the nation's leading advocate for access to information by the blind, announced today that the recent settlement between Google and authors and publishers over the Google Books Project, if approved by the courts, will have a profound and positive impact on the ability of blind people to access the printed word. The terms of the settlement that was reached on October 28 among Google, the Authors Guild, and the Association of American Publishers on behalf of a broad class of authors and publishers allow Google to provide the material it offers in a manner that accommodates users with print disabilities so that such users have a substantially similar user experience as users without print disabilities. A user with a print disability under the agreement is one who is unable to read or use standard printed material due to blindness, visual disability, physical limitations, organic dysfunction, or dyslexia. Blind people, like other members of the public, will be able to search the texts of books in the Google Books database online, purchase some books in an accessible format, or access accessible books at libraries and other entities that have an institutional subscription to the Google Books database. Once the court approves the settlement, Google will work to launch these services as quickly as possible. Dr. Mark Maurer, president of the National Federation of the Blind, said, "Access to the printed word has historically been one of the greatest challenges faced by the blind. The agreement between Google and authors and publishers will revolutionize access to books for blind Americans. Blind people will be able to search for books through the Google Books interface and purchase, borrow, or read at a public library any of the books that are available to the general public in a format that is compatible with text enlargement software, text-to-speech screen access software, and refreshable Braille devices. With 7 million books already available in the Google Books collection and many more to come, this agreement means that blind people will have more access to print books than we have ever had in human history. The blind, just like the sighted, will have a world of education, information, and entertainment literally at our fingertips. The National Federation of the Blind commends the parties to this agreement for their commitment to full and equal access to information by the blind." Among the most monumental aspects of the settlement agreement, said Jack Bernard, Assistant General Counsel at the University of Michigan, are the terms that enable Google and libraries to make works accessible to people who have print disabilities. This unprecedented opportunity to access the printed word will make it possible for blind people to engage independently with our rich written culture. Moreover, it is refreshing to find accessibility for people with disabilities explicitly included up front rather than begrudgingly added as an afterthought. One of the great promises of the settlement agreement is improving access to books for the blind and for those with print disabilities, said Dan Clancy, engineering director for Google Book Search. Google is committed to extending all of the services available under the agreement to the blind and print disability community, making it easier to access these books through screen enlargement, reader, and braille display technologies. That's the announcement that we put together with Google and with the University of Michigan. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. Karen Zaknini, who works here at the National Center for the Blind, says, "How do you double your money in these hard economic times? Fold it." Then I have one which says, "What sound does a space turkey make? Hubble, hubble, hubble. Why do turkeys go gobble, gobble, gobble? Because they haven't learned good table manners. Or, why did the Indian chief wear so many feathers? To keep his wigwam."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.